This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Sorry about that. Missed a button. Anyways, today we're asking you, has your relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19 and work from home? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But before we go, you know, sort of like pull in all the comments and feedbacks, we've got a story about something Navy.
So this is a very interesting. This is an influencer. She sold more than 1 million in clothing in 30 minutes. And the thing is, this is even after recent backlash over fleeing New York City following a COVID-19 diagnosis, right? So people have short memories. So her name is Arielle Shanaz. So she launched this clothing line called Something Navy on Monday. 1 million in sales, first 30 minutes, right? So, and if you think about it, the success comes amid a record drop in U.S. clothing sales, right? Everything.
I mean, everywhere in the world.
Everywhere,
dropping,
but, you know, and there as well. So she's got a 1.3 million Instagram followers, and to help in this. But we've also heard of people with a lot of followers not being able to sell something. Yeah. So obviously, she's done something right. So in March, though, she fled New York City and quarantined following a COVID-19 diagnosis. Mm. And people have forgotten that. That's what I mean, like the moral of the story. Like, you know, people, you know, reward you in $1 million in sales. I'm not happy. So, so what's happened is, as everybody's grappling, right, it just goes to show that people are still buying, right? So let me give you some stats, right? Sales of clothing stores fell 43% in the first 5 months of 2020. There's been a spate of bankruptcy filings by major brands in the US, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, Brooks Brothers, and along come this young lady and launches something, right, with 1.3 million Instagram followers. So she, the thing she did apologize for traveling and said that she followed the Centers for Disease Control guidelines, waiting 14 days after the onset of symptoms before leaving. That's way past, that was March, right? So last year, right, speaking of time, right? So the company said he has sold 4.4 million. She actually had a tie-up with Nordstrom in 2018, and they sold 4.4 million the first day of his Nordstrom launch in September, right? But that since then, they have parted ways. Her clothing is anything from 65 to 200, and they have an in-house designer that comes out with their the tagline, life and style. Life and style. She also talks about how she always talks to her customers about what they're looking for. So, you know, they have unprecedented access to consumer data pre-brand launch. And they say that they always talk to the fan base, make every choice from product style and color to fit, you know, to the customer's demand. So that's what she... And you think... And I'm looking... And I went, of course, I went to look and I'm like, okay.
Is everything Navy?
No, it's not everything. Okay. It's not everything. It's just the name brand. But this is like, okay, it's not wowzers and I guess like the
price. This is what people want. You see, what her followers want, right? So it if it doesn't cater to you, just, you know, it's just not for you. I think that for me is just how brands have just changed, right? Because it's not like people don't want to spend. They do want to spend, but they're a bit more cautious of where they spend, right? So they only buy things that they want. And if you can create that, if you know what they want, people will pay. People will buy.
Is this really a reflection of her value as an influencer or the goods? Because, you know, 30 minutes to sell $1 million worth of goods. Yeah. And then also back in 2018 when they sold 4.4 million on the first day of its launch. So maybe there's more to the product and... you know, it's not so much about her worth as an influencer or the fact that people have just forgotten what happened in March and forgiven her, but maybe it's just a good product.
It'd be interesting is to see why the tie-up with who's that company again?
Nordstrom?
Nordstrom, how come that tie-up didn't work and continue?
Because they cut ties, like they launched, the first day of the launch was in September, but they cut ties in 2019. So that's, you know, less than a year before that happened too. So yeah, maybe there's more to this.
Interesting. Anyways, we've been asking you today, has your relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19 and work from home? The Twitter poll numbers kind of look pretty much the same. It's the same over on Instagram as well. You know, people are just mixed. It's kind of like like split down the middle, we do have about like 20% that are saying that they still feel like it is 24 hours in a day. We've got some comments though.
Yes, so we've got Christine here who says, time has absolutely shifted for me. When I'm at home or working from home, time zooms by and I blink and it's nighttime. But in the office, I can physically feel the seconds ticking by slowly. Meanwhile, the MCO felt like maybe a month had passed when it was really about 4 months. Yeah, I'm with you there, Christine. Roy Amira says, you know, I left home end of February thinking it will be 2 weeks and I will be back. Then the borders closed and every single day not seeing the kids is just difficult. And I bet it could be, would feel really long as well. Yeah.
I think also partly was because we were, you know, just expecting, 2 weeks, right? You'll be fine. 2 weeks, you know. So many people are just like, it's all right, 2 weeks. But now it's what, 4 months already?
The borders are not open, so you can't even go down to Singapore. I mean, you know. So that's, I feel it.
And imagine the Malaysians who are actually working in Singapore, you know, to be caught there during circuit breaker, not being able to come back and see your kids. And you know, school's starting as well for most kids tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. And, you know, not being able to supervise that. I think being away from your kids and from your loved ones, that would make your days feel really long.
When we come back, we do have one more story. But for now, just get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 01878899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.